The voluntary leave. HF Sinclair's CEO stepped down, the audit committee is reviewing disclosures, and six executives all sold shares on the same day, 77 days earlier, by Rubber Swan. The leave, the audit, the missing 10K. On February 17, 2026, HF Sinclair Corporation, NYSE, DINO, announced that CEO Tim Goh had taken voluntary leave. The board appointed director Franklin Myers as interim CEO. The audit committee disclosed it was reviewing the company's disclosure processes. The next trading day, the stock dropped 12.65% to $50.53. On the surface, the unaudited Q4 results released that same day looked fine. Refining margins had improved, the numbers beat the street, and the 50 cents dividend held. But the company could not file its audited 10K annual report. As a large accelerated filer, HF Sinclair's deadline is March 2, 2026. As of February 26, 2026, no 10K or notification of late filing has appeared on EDGAR. 77 days before that announcement, on December 1, 2025, CEO Tim Goh sold 41,145 shares of DINO at $53.02 per share. CFO Atanas Atanasov sold 12,058 shares at the same price. EVP of Operations Valerie Pompa sold 7,137 shares. EVP and General Counsel Eric Nitcher sold 4,885 shares. EVP of Commercial Steve Ledbetter sold 3,779 shares. VP and Controller Vivek Garg sold 691 shares. All six sold on the same day, at the same price, and every one of them sold more shares than their RSU tax withholding required. The market is treating February 17 as a CEO issue. The pattern looks more like a disclosure and asset integrity issue. The coincidence timeline. The market is pricing these as independent events. The question is whether they are. The capital allocation autopsy. HF Sinclair is a refiner. Refineries are heavy industrial assets that require constant maintenance capital, regulatory compliance spending, and trained staffing. The margin between a profitable refinery and one that explodes is measured in turnaround schedules, staffing levels, and safety culture. In Q3 2025 alone, HF Sinclair returned $254 million to shareholders, $160 million in share repurchases, and $94 million in dividends. Its annual budget for environmental compliance capital expenditures across all operations, $50 million, part of an $875 million total CapEx program. The EPA has penalized HF Sinclair $41.9 million across 31 facilities. Penalties aren't the same thing as preventative CapEx, but they're a lagging indicator of what underinvestment can cost when regulators escalate. The company returned more than 5 times as much to shareholders in a single quarter than it allocates annually to fund environmental compliance projects across the footprint. Refiners often return capital aggressively late cycle, and buybacks aren't inherently reckless. The question is whether this ratio holds up when the facilities generating the cash are simultaneously accumulating enforcement actions. The share repurchases went beyond the open market. HF Sinclair has been conducting structured private buybacks from REH Advisors Inc., the investment vehicle of the Holding family estate. Robert Earl Holding built the Sinclair Oil Empire. When Sinclair's refining assets merged with HollyFrontier to form HF Sinclair in March 2022, REH received approximately 60.2 million shares, roughly 27% of the company. Carol Holding, Robert's widow and the listed beneficial owner of those shares, died in December 2024 at age 95. Since then, the company has been buying those shares back in a series of negotiated transactions at an accelerating pace. In September 2025, HF Sinclair repurchased 1.95 million shares from REH at $51.32, $100 million. In November 2025, another 437,238 shares at $54.89, $24 million. These are part of a long series of negotiated repurchases under the company's $1 billion buyback authorization. Capital that could fund compliance infrastructure is being used to absorb the founding family's exit. On January 17, 2025, HF Sinclair agreed to a $172 million settlement with the EPA and DOJ over Clean Air Act violations at its Navajo refinery in Artesia, New Mexico, $35 million in penalties and $137 million in required compliance measures. That single settlement exceeds 3 years of the company's environmental compliance CapEx budget. The comparison is stark. The company is spending money on shareholders faster than it is spending money on the facilities that generate the cash. Refinery capital allocation involves a constant trade-off between maintenance and growth. Turnarounds, the periodic shutdowns for inspection and repair that every refinery requires, are expensive, disruptive, and easy to defer. Staffing reductions produce immediate margin improvements. The consequences of deferral are slower, harder to see in a spreadsheet, and explosive when they arrive. The Glassdoor layer. Financial models don't parse Glassdoor reviews. Quantitative screens don't flag employee sentiment. The algorithms that price Dino shares have no input for what the people who actually run the refineries think about how those refineries are being run. Employee reviews of HF Sinclair describe a specific pattern. I scanned roughly 200 reviews on Glassdoor and Indeed, spanning 2023-2026, excluding one-liners. A recurring theme emerges in the negative ones. Corporate prioritizes shareholder returns over asset integrity. Multiple reviews describe chronic understaffing, departments pressured to absorb extra roles, and deferred equipment maintenance. On Indeed, one employee wrote, "Their focus is on Wall Street and not their assets. So great cash position and unreliable equipment and a tough safety record." Others described a refinery floor culture where safety concerns are subordinated to production targets. These aren't the complaints of people who dislike their supervisors. The positive reviews on Glassdoor, 3.7 out of 5 stars overall, 80% would recommend to a friend, praise local teams and compensation. The negative reviews are specific about capital allocation decisions flowing from corporate to the refinery floor. The distinction matters. When employees are happy with their coworkers but alarmed by corporate strategy, the signal is structural. Employee sentiment is not evidence. A Glassdoor review is not an SEC filing. These are self-selected complaints, and disgruntled employees exist at every company. But when the sentiment lines up with the EPA penalty pattern, the refinery explosion that followed, and the fuel contamination after that, the reviews look less like noise and more like leading indicators that the financial models missed. 31 facilities. The physical evidence spans HF Sinclair's entire refining footprint. Navajo/Artesia, New Mexico. On October 31, 2025, an explosion at the Navajo refinery injured 3 workers. The fire was quickly extinguished, per the company. No fatalities. The refinery had already been the subject of the $172 million EPA settlement earlier that year for benzene, volatile organic compound, and hazardous air pollutant violations under the Clean Air Act. The consent decree requires $137 million in compliance upgrades at the facility. Extended turnarounds, 75 days, at HF Sinclair facilities can reflect accumulated work scopes, whether from deferral, aging assets, or both. Puget Sound, Washington. In August 2025, the Washington State Department of Ecology fined HF Sinclair $1.3 million for dangerous waste handling violations at its Puget Sound refinery near Anacortes. Henderson Terminal, Colorado. On January 7, 2026, approximately 400,000 gallons of unleaded gasoline contaminated with diesel fuel was distributed from HF Sinclair's Henderson Terminal to gas stations across the Denver metro area. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment received 1,088 consumer complaints. 2 class action lawsuits were filed on February 11, 2026, Dacos v. HF Sinclair Refining and Atwell v. HF Sinclair Refining, seeking $5 million or more in property damage and product liability claims, cases pending. State regulators described the contamination as unlikely to result in monetary penalties, treating it as accidental. The company began reimbursing affected customers. Across the broader footprint, 31 facilities with EPA violations spanning New Mexico, Washington, Wyoming, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. 8 current violations. 9 formal enforcement actions. One detail that hasn't received much attention. HF Sinclair has filed 13 cases against the EPA in the DC Circuit Court of Appeals. Refiners do appeal EPA actions routinely, and some of these may be procedural challenges with merit. But 13 active cases is a lot for a single issuer, and it's directionally consistent with a company that defaults to litigation over remediation. The trade. Dino Options liquidity is thin. The deepest available contract is the $25 put expiring January 15, 2027, with an ask of 47 cents, $47 per contract, and open interest of 493 contracts. The bid is $0, meaning there is no standing buyer at any price. The implied volatility is 51.7%. Other January 2027 strikes, $30, $35, $37.50, have open interest below 50. Protection is thinly traded here relative to the scenario being sketched. The zero bid means you're buying into a no liquidity chain. Don't hit the ask. Place a limit order between the midpoint and the ask and let it sit. The market maker may meet you there or may not. Either way, assume you'll hold to expiration or sell only if the thesis plays out and volume arrives. That's either a sign that the market is right and these are isolated incidents, or a sign that the thesis hasn't reached the options desk yet. The $25 strike is 50.7% below the current price of $50.74. The thesis requires multiple concurrent failures to push Dino that far. The audit review produces material findings. The EPA escalates from facility-level enforcement to a multi-facility consent decree, and the class actions gain traction. If the audit review results in a restatement, the stock could gap to $30.35 on the announcement alone. If the EPA simultaneously escalates, that's another $5.10 of downside. The $25 strike is where those scenarios converge. Maximum loss, $47 per contract, the full premium. If Dino falls to $20, each contract is worth $500, 10.6x dollars. If $15, each is worth $1,000, 21.3x dollars. The asymmetry is significant, but so is the distance. The position is a tail risk bet, not a directional trade. If the audit committee clears management and the 10K is filed clean by March 2, the $47 goes to zero. Chain reaction. I'm not saying this will happen. I'm saying if it does, the market isn't priced for it. Each step is conditional on the previous one. The audit committee could clear management tomorrow and the chain breaks at step one, but if it doesn't, the audit committee finds that EPA liabilities, fuel contamination costs, or the insider selling were not properly disclosed in prior filings. The company announces a restatement or receives an SEC subpoena. Three law firms already investigating, Block and Levitin, Kirby McInerney, Glancy Prongay and Rotter, file a consolidated securities fraud class action. The EPA, observing the disclosure failures, elevates enforcement from individual facility actions to a company-wide consent decree covering multiple refineries. HF Sinclair suspends its dividend and share buyback program to fund the compliance capital expenditures it deferred for years. Credit agencies downgrade the company as free cash flow shifts from shareholder returns to regulatory remediation. The multiple contraction is the final step. The market re-rates Dino from a capital return story to a cleanup cost story. The cure periods and waiver negotiations would slow this chain. An SEC subpoena doesn't produce a lawsuit overnight. Consent decree negotiations take months, but the direction of each step compounds the one before it, and several of the early dominoes are already in motion. Before and after. On January 8, 2026, Piper Sandler upgraded HF Sinclair to overweight with a $68 price target. That was the high watermark. 40 days later, The CEO was on leave and the stock was at $50. The upgrade wasn't unreasonable based on what was visible at the time. By late August 2025, 12 analysts covered Dyno with a consensus of moderate buy and an average price target around $50. Through the fall, the consensus marched steadily upward. Morgan Stanley raised to $60, Scotiabank to $66, Raymond James to $65. By December, the average had climbed toward $56. The thesis was simple. Refining margins were improving, capital returns were generous, and operational risks were manageable. The assumptions underlying that coverage were reasonable in isolation. Refining margins improved to $15.37 per barrel in 2025, from $10.43 in 2024. The company returned $254 million to shareholders in Q3 2025 alone. Q4 2025, adjusted EBITDA came in at $564 million. What the coverage didn't model. A CEO departure 40 days after Piper Sandler's upgrade, an audit committee disclosure review that prevented the 10K filing, a refinery explosion, $172 million in EPA settlements, 400,000 gallons of contaminated fuel, two class actions, and three securities fraud investigations. The insider selling deserves careful parsing. On December 1, 2025, six HF Sinclair executives sold shares at exactly $53.02. Part of that selling is routine. When restricted stock units vest, companies automatically withhold and sell a portion for taxes. The CEO received 37,783 RSU shares that day. Of those, 14,868 were automatically sold for tax withholding. But he also sold an additional 26,277 shares on the open market, a discretionary sale that reduced his existing holdings. Net effect. He walked away from the vesting event with 3,362 fewer shares than he started with. The CFO received 7,983 RSU shares, withheld 3,142 for taxes, and sold an additional 8,916 on the open market. EVP of Operations, Pompa received 3,193 RSU shares and sold 5,880 beyond the tax withholding. Three other executives, Ledbetter, Nitcher, Garga, sold shares the same day with no corresponding RSU vesting at all. Based on the Form 4 filings, no insider made a discretionary open market purchase of Dyno stock in the 180 days surrounding this cluster. Every buy transaction was an RSU vesting at $0. I treat material disclosure or control issues as the base case until the 10K is filed and the review concludes. The company released unaudited results, the numbers look fine, while the audit committee reviews disclosures, the reporting does not look fine. Disclosure issues that require a CEO to take leave and prevent a 10K filing are not routine corrections. Interim CEO Meyer stated the review relates to our disclosure processes and not to the numbers. That distinction is meant to comfort investors. In practice, companies rarely telegraph a restatement before the review concludes. Disclosure processes could encompass how EPA liabilities were categorized, how the fuel contamination costs were classified, or how the insider selling was reported. One specific mechanism worth watching. If HF Sinclair was capitalizing routine turnaround and environmental remediation expenses, spreading them across future periods, rather than expensing them as incurred, that would inflate reported earnings and is exactly the kind of accounting treatment an audit committee would freeze a 10K to review. Asset retirement obligations and environmental reserve adequacy are the usual pressure points for refiners in this position. The bullish argument is straightforward. Q4 2025 earnings beat estimates. Refining margins are improving. The stock has already dropped 12% from pre-announcement levels. The current consensus among 13 analysts has shifted to hold, with price targets ranging from $31 to $68 and an average around $44.48. Some of the damage may already be in the price. But a 12% drop prices in the CEO left and the 10K is delayed. It does not price in a restatement, an SEC investigation, an EPA consent decree, or the suspension of the capital return program that was the entire equity story. After the February 18 announcement, Scotiabank downgraded Dyno from sector outperform to sector perform and cut its price target from $62 to $53. The analysts cited CEO uncertainty. As of late February, the consensus has shifted from moderate buy to hold. The market is adjusting to the headline. It has not yet adjusted to what might be underneath. What would break this thesis? Scorecard. Sources. CEO departure and corporate governance. HF Sinclair announces CEO voluntary leave and Q4 2025 results. BusinessWire, Feb 18, 2026. HF Sinclair CEO Tim Go granted voluntary leave of absence. BusinessWire, Feb 18, 2026. HF Sinclair 8K filing, Feb 18, 2026, SEC Edgar. Insider selling. SEC Edgar Form 4 filings for HF Sinclair. REH Advisors SC13DA, NAV 20, 2025, SEC Edgar. HF Sinclair REH Advisors Stock Purchase Agreement 8K, Stock Titan Summary. Securities Investigations. Block and Levitin Investigating HF Sinclair Securities Fraud, Globe Newswire, Feb 18, 2026. Kirby McInerney Investigating HF Sinclair Securities Fraud, BusinessWire, Feb 24, 2026. Glancy Prongay and Rotter Investigating HF Sinclair Securities Fraud, Morningstar BusinessWire, Feb 18, 2026. EPA and Environmental. HF Sinclair Navajo agrees to settlement to reduce emissions at Artesia Refinery, EPA press release, January 17, 2025. HF Sinclair Navajo Clean Air Act Settlement Agreement Summary, EPA. DOJ announcement of $172 million HF Sinclair settlement, January 17, 2025. EPA Echo Facility Data for HF Sinclair. Refinery Safety. Three injured after fire at HF Sinclair Navajo Refinery in New Mexico, Reuters, October 31, 2025. Colorado fuel contamination. Colorado gas stations that sold contaminated fuel, Denver Post, January 14, 2026. Colorado Division of Oil and Public Safety confirms contaminated fuel reports. Daco's v. HF Sinclair Refining and Atwell v. HF Sinclair Refining filed February 11, 2026. Case filings via court listener. Analyst coverage. Piper Sandler upgrades HF Sinclair to overweight, PT$68, January 8, 2026, Insider Monkey. Scotiabank downgrades HF Sinclair to sector perform on CEO uncertainty, February 18, 2026, InvestingCom. HF Sinclair consensus rating and price target data, late August 2025. Employee reviews. HF Sinclair Glassdoor reviews. HF Sinclair Indeed reviews. Financial data. HF Sinclair Q3 2025 earnings press release, BusinessWire, October 30, 2025. Market data sourced from Polygon.io on February 26, 2026. Disclosure. Disclosure: I hold a small position in the option contract described above. It's a speculative position, not a portfolio allocation. Not financial advice. This is a stress test scenario published for educational and entertainment purposes. It describes a conditional sequence of events, not a prediction. Options involve risk of total loss. Do your own research. Consult a financial advisor. I'm a rubber swan, not a fiduciary.